It's here and now.
Ugh. Oh, sorry, Robin. I'm getting a text here. I'll answer it after the show. Ugh. Although, will that be too long to wait and respond?
I don't know.
Jody Smith knows that. She's here with the studio to talk about text etiquette with us. She's founder and president of Manner Smith and author of the etiquette book, A Complete Guide to Modern Manners. Jody, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's go through a few different scenarios, and this is one that we've all been in, and that is you're at dinner with friends or a significant other maybe. They've got their phone on at the dining table the entire time, constantly checking and responding to messages. Is that acceptable behavior?
Well, the answer in etiquette is always it depends. So let's play out those scenarios a little bit more.
Okay.
So let's say my significant other and I are sitting down to the dinner table and we haven't seen each other all day. Life is busy and he pulls out his cell phone. I'm going to be annoyed. So no cell phones at the dinner table. It goes off. It goes away unless there's an emergency, in which case he needed to preemptively tell me I'm waiting for a work call. I'm waiting for this call. If that person calls, I'm going to text them back. Otherwise, it's off.
Okay.
However, if he and I have been on a 2-week vacation and have been together every single moment of every single day, and now we're at the airport eating dinner before we're about to go on the plane home, and I quite literally have nothing left to say to him, and he has nothing left to say to me, and we're both on our cell phones texting away, that's totally fine.
What if you're somewhere in the middle of those two scenarios?
Okay, so let's say it's a regular night. I haven't seen them for a while. He sits down. He pulls out a cell phone, and I say, sweetie, it's time to put that away. It needs to go away during dinner. And preemptively, so let's say we're getting together with a bunch of college friends. We haven't seen each other for a while. We sit down at the table. Before somebody goes ahead and pulls out their phone and starts texting, I will say, we haven't seen each other for about 3 months now, people. Let's everyone turn off their cell phones and actually pay attention to each other. We can Facebook our dinners and take pictures and put them up on Twitter at the end of the meal.
Now, if you do that, and I'm not talking about Facebooking or tweeting, but text messaging, if you do that and you then do not respond to someone's message, are you being rude to that person?
Ah, this gets very interesting. So let's say you and I are having a text conversation and I send you a quick text and then all of a sudden you go radio silent.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I said something that offended you. I don't know if you got busy. I don't know what's going on. It depends on the scenario. So if we're meeting that afternoon for a big meeting with a client and you've gone totally silent, I'm going to pull up my phone and call you. So it's a belt and suspenders thing. I sent you the text. I didn't get a response. Now I'm going to take out the phone and call you. If, however, you and I are making plans for a barbecue, which is not for a couple of weeks, and you go radio silent, that's okay. I'll give you a day. And then if I don't hear, I might email or call you to follow up.
Okay, but you never take offense when somebody does not respond. You just maybe call them to check on what's going on.
I try not to take offense. You know, that's a personality thing. So that's a whole nother story. But in general, I presume that if they haven't texted me right back, there's something more pressing. Either they're at work, they're on a conference call, they're getting on an airplane, their kid just walked in from school. People's lives are very busy. And my first presumption is not that they're mad at me.
But some people do presume that the other person is mad at them. And you start getting text messages like, hello, where are you? Why aren't you responding to my message?
Yeah. So what happens is I always want people to take it up a notch. So then I'm going to place a phone call or send an email or call their secretary. By sending repeated text messages, getting more and more irate, that's only going to annoy them and it's not going to help the relationship.
Okay. What about if it is a relationship? Do the rules change altogether if you're dealing with your wife or your husband or your significant other in some way?
Okay, if it's a romantic relationship, there should be a greater understanding. So I should have a basic knowledge of what's happening in my significant other's world. And I should be secure enough in that relationship and as an individual that if they don't respond immediately, it's one thing if we're 16-year-olds in high school and we're just dating, then if they don't respond immediately, I can see getting really upset. But once you're a grown-up in a mature relationship, you should be able to handle it when they don't text you back immediately.
What about in a business setting? Is it okay to text in meetings?
Ah, so this is very culturally dependent within your industry. There are certain industries where they are always connected and they are always checking their cell phones and their mobile devices.
Ours is one of them, by the way. In our morning editorial meeting for Here and Now, everybody's, you know, looking at their phones, they're tweeting, they're reading the newspapers or doing whatever they might be doing.
So in that case, it's culturally a norm. There are many other industries which are a little more formal, where if you pull out your cell phone in the middle of a meeting, you're going to get yelled at by your boss as soon as the meeting's over. This means that you need to be a cultural anthropologist. When you get to an office, if you're a new intern, if you're a new employee, even if you're transferring within a big organization to another department, you need to watch and learn and see what they do. And there's even some subtleties there where in some organizations, the higher ranking people, the bosses, the supervisors, the managers, they check cell phones, but the regular employees aren't allowed to. So you need to know what these differences are.
That's going to be a tricky one to figure out. And if you make the wrong move, you could get in trouble for it.
Yes, you usually hear about it later.
Okay. I'm imagining that there is someone listening to this, probably many people listening to this, who are saying, I don't want to get into a text conversation with somebody. I just want to talk to them on the phone. But they don't answer the call. All they want to do is have a text conversation.
I actually had this scenario recently where somebody was texting me back and forth, and I thought, this is silly. My thumbs are getting tired. I picked up the phone. I called them. I got their voicemail. And as I was leaving them a voicemail, they texted me back. They were at a conference. So they could interact with me by text, but they couldn't pick up the phone in the middle of the conference. So understanding what some of those subtleties are. But by all means, if you can go from text to over the phone conversation or actually meeting them in person, that's a wonderful thing.
Is it okay just to not respond to somebody's text message and expect to have a relationship with that person?
You need to respond in some way, shape, or form. So if they sent you a text and they haven't asked you a question, you don't necessarily need to respond immediately, but you should be responding, thank you, okay, or sending them an email or picking up the phone. Or when you see them later on at work, you say, oh, thank you for that text. I wanted to let you know I got it. It doesn't always have to be in kind, but you need to do something in response.
Now, there are text messages of different lengths, and I know that when I text with my mom sometimes, she'll send me a long text, and then I'll just write, like, okay, back to it, and then she'll be like, oh, well, you're a man of few words today. Is it wrong to do something like that?
In the communication world, texting is meant to be for short messages. That's why we have all those cute little abbreviations now. If it's going to be full sentences or a paragraph, it really should be an email instead of a text. And so having a conversation with your mom saying, Mom, I'm super busy. I love hearing from you. You're not going to get long texts from me. I don't have time to compose a novel to respond.
You've got to set the expectations and say, look,
yes.
I don't send long texts. How did you learn all of this? How did you figure out what is supposed to be done?
That's a great question. So what happens in the world of etiquette is it's like British common law. It's set on precedent. Etiquette evolves over time, and everything comes from the time before. So a quick, for example, if you and I are having a conversation and somebody taps me on the shoulder, I'm not going to stop mid-sentence, turn around, and start having a conversation with someone just because they tap me on the shoulder. Same thing if you and I are having dinner and my text whistles at me from my pocket, I'm not going to stop mid-sentence to check on my cell phone because the text is tapping me on the shoulder. It's all based on precedent.
Jody Smith is founder and president of Manner Smith and author of The Etiquette Book, A Complete Guide to Modern Manners. Jody, thanks so much for coming in.
It was my pleasure. And I'm saying it was my pleasure purposely because I know a lot of people, when they hear guests on air and the host says, thank you for having for being here. And then the
guest says, thank you.
Thank you back. You really don't want a double thank
you. Why? Why don't you want a double thank you?
So you've invited me here. You've thanked me for being here. I'm going to say it's my pleasure. And then I'm going to write you a thank you note, really expressing my thanks.
Jody, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be nice if every guest wrote a thank you
they
note?
Don't have to do that. But you know, we have a question for you listeners. As we become a texting culture so accustomed to it, are you embarrassed by places where you start texting? Church or, you know, a funeral? Are there times where you think, wait a minute, it is just a tap on the shoulder, I shouldn't respond?
There's so many lessons to learn, rules to learn, etiquette to learn. Do you agree with what we just heard there? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.